Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
You join us here in a busy kitchen in the Red Lion in Burnsall, and we're here with Ben from Class 1, who supplies lots of the fruit and veg to this busy kitchen. And it's a very busy kitchen over this period because we're in the run-up to Christmas. I know there is a Christmas party coming in this evening, so things are already on the go for that. Ben, you supply loads of the best places to go and eat around Yorkshire, around our area, and this is one of them, isn't it?
Yeah, Red Lion at Burns is one of our longest standing customers, so we've been doing them about 25 years now. Really proud to serve them. They're on our doorstep. It's a lovely place to come and eat, right in the heart of the Yorkshire Dales.
I'm also delighted to say that we've got, and this is true, Charlie Brown here with us, who is one of the people who runs the kitchen here and one of the partners in the business here at the Red Lion in Burnsall. Charlie, busy time of year for you.
Yeah, always busy. Coming up to Christmas now, we've got 3 weeks where we'll be run off our feet. Obviously, we use Ben to get the vegetables, fruit and veg. We can rely on it. They're here every morning, first thing, so we don't have to worry about what time the deliveries are coming in. 9 times out of 10, everything is spot on. We have no problems with the veg. Christmas time, using lots of sprouts, carrots, swedes, cauliflowers, red cabbages, everything we know that is sourcing locally at the minute. We tend to, you know, rely on Ben for what we get.
And just for anyone who doesn't know, who's maybe never been up to Burnsall before, just describe the Red Lion to us, because it's not a small pub, is it?
Oh. No, it's not a small pub. It's a 15th century ferryman's inn, which has been added on with function rooms out the back. It's quite a large business now. In the summer, we can do anything up to 500-600 covers a day. Over the weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, school holidays are always busy. Sunny days, Burnsall turns into Blackpool. There's people everywhere. Also, weddings through the winter. It's so picturesque. It's just a wonderful place to be.
This is actually my first time up here, and it is a beautiful place to be. Just right by the bridge, only right by the river, yeah. So you can sit out on the patio area out the back and watch the world go by, can't you?
Yeah. My favourite time of the year is a nice crisp day in winter. There's not too many people about. You can just walk around the village, and I often drive to work just thinking I'm quite lucky to be where I am.
You hear a lot of people who complain about the vegetables on a Christmas dinner, for example. They go, and sprouts get a bad rep, don't they?
Yeah, sprouts, a classic one. My biggest bugbear is overcooking sprouts. We tend to parboil them and then finish them off in some butter. And if you want to add a twist to that, you can add bacon, or we've often put toasted almonds on them. The biggest thing is don't overcook them.
You do get a lot of people who boil them to within an inch of their life and they almost become mashed, don't they?
Yeah, not here, because no. We try and breathe that out of them. It's not... We always tend to find that we get good sprouts and we don't want to ruin them by cooking them to death.
You might not have exact answers to this question, but how much veg do you get through over a festive period?
A lot. We'll easily do 30 sacks of potatoes in that week. Probably 6 to 10 bags of sprouts, maybe about 250 kilo of carrots, same swedes, so a lot of veg.
So I imagine it therefore is really important to you that all turns up nice and fresh and ready to go.
Yeah, on time, fresh, never have any issues with it, so it makes our life a lot easier. If you can go pick up a bag of sprouts and they're clean already, it makes the chef's job a lot easier when they're prepping them, getting them ready to do what we do to them. If they come in and they're all brown and bruised and just a nightmare, you end up wasting more than you can use. Also, that's not good for money. If they turn up bad and we can't get rid of them, it's not a good thing.
If someone has never been up to the Red Lion before and was thinking about a little Christmas trip into the Dales, if you had to pick, tough question incoming for you, Charlie, if you had to pick one dish to come and try this Christmas time, what would it be?
Well, we always find that after Christmas, everybody is sick of the whole roast thing.
Yep.
So one of the things we tend to sell a lot of in between Christmas and New Year is we do good pies, good casseroles. So we have a chicken pie on, which is always very popular. We have a venison and pheasant casserole, which is also extremely popular. That's just been on the last couple of weeks and it's selling very well. Oh, depending on the weather, we can sell a lot of burgers. Lunchtimes, burgers, steak sandwiches, very popular.
I'm going to go and book my table in a minute, I think. Ben, is this fairly typical for you that there is a huge amount of veg coming through all your clients at this time of year and that you've just got to make sure that all of it meets the standards that you expect?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got lots of different clients, so somewhere like the Red Lion, that we'll do a lot of covers, we'll take a lot of vegetables. We do more fine dining clients who you might not get as much on your plate and they might not get through as many tables, so they might not order as much. But from our point of view, we try to make sure that the vegetables that Charlie's mentioned earlier, like the parsnips and the carrots and the swedes, they are all locally grown, which means that they're cheaper than the alternatives that are maybe from down south or from on the continent, which means that we can pass the saving on to the client so that Charlie can make a bit more money for Christmas, which is important in our business relationship, that we can pass savings on to the customers so that they can ensure they're going to be here next year, and so are we.
Absolutely. Charlie was nodding in the background there, which is very true. If you want to come and sample some of Class 1's veg here at the Red Lion, then I'm sure you can do that and give it a search on the internet and you can find out all the details you'll need. If you want to find out more about Class 1 and the vegetables that they supply and the services that they offer, you can do that by visiting your website, can't you, Ben?
Yes, class1direct.com. Visit us online or we're on Twitter, Facebook, or give us a call.
Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.